The Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea is in a malaria hotspot. Concerns are growing that the disease is so prevalent on the island that the precautions taken to protect the asylum seekers won't be able to prevent infection. Many malaria drugs aren't suitable for some pregnant women, children, or people with depression, and refugee advocates say that the asylum seekers aren't being given sufficient information about the potential side effects.
There's a 94% infection rate of malaria on Manus Island, and 80% of people have an antibody-resistant strain. With a 94% infection rate of malaria, there's no medication that can ensure that somebody's going to be covered in every situation.
Director of Human Rights Advocacy Ben Pint says the difficulties of ensuring the safety of asylum seekers in such an environment are numerous. Besides the fact the drugs don't provide 100% protection against the disease, some people on the island may not even be able to take the medicines at all. Pamela Kerr is the campaign coordinator at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
There are three pregnant women on the island. Some of the antimalarials are advised against in the first trimester of pregnancy because there's a risk of fetal abnormalities. Taking drugs during pregnancy is always a risky business. Western women who are pregnant or wanting to be pregnant are advised not to travel to areas where malaria is present. And we are deliberately placing these women in a place where they are at risk. They and their newborn babes are at risk.
It's not just the pregnant asylum seekers that may have problems with malaria medication. Kids in the centre have taken a dislike to the taste of the tablets.
The children hate taking these tablets because they make them feel sick. They have to take them often just before the evening meal.
Some asylum seekers have told Ben Pint that they're taking Malarone. Besides potential problems with kids and pregnant women, there are also plenty of people who shouldn't take that drug. Its side effects are fairly notorious among travellers.
It's easy to find a list of the side effects and of the contraindications, so things that people shouldn't have wrong with them when they take Malarone. And these include things like liver problems, kidney problems, and psychological problems. And these are all things that we know refugees on Manus Island are already experiencing. So we're pretty worried about contraindications as well as some side effects.
In any case, Malarone isn't recommended for long-term use, and there's little sign that the government intends to process these asylum seekers in a hurry. So there are plenty of situations where drugs might not be suitable or might not work. In those circumstances, tropical medicine experts say that prevention is the best cure. The best thing to do is just to avoid getting bitten. But the conditions that people are being held in don't make that an easy tactic either.
Photos have emerged showing people sleeping outside with no mosquito nets because it's so intensely hot.
They don't have windows and doors on their huts. They have bits of loose flywire screening. They have mosquito nets in the rooms, but the rooms are so hot as to be unbearable. So there's little protection for the people in the camp.
Even if people are able to take the drugs, refugee advocates are concerned that insufficient information is being given to the asylum seekers about side effects that they might suffer. The Immigration Department has assured The Wire that detainees are provided with comprehensive education about malaria and its prevention. But refugee advocates say that that's not what they're hearing.
No, from what we've been told, that's simply not true. It's also very concerning in the information area that people aren't being told exactly what the effects of the drug are. In Australia, that's called a lack of informed consent, and it's illegal to prescribe somebody medication or any treatment plan without getting their informed consent.
There's been one malaria scare so far, but as yet there's no evidence that any asylum seeker on Manus Island has contracted the disease. But the longer they're detained there, the more likely it is that one of the strategies employed to prevent the transmission of the disease will fail.
The World Health Organization in its World Malaria Report of 2011 described transfer of malaria on Manus Island as intense. Now, that's not really a word that I hear international organizations throwing about, and it suggests that it's just not a suitable environment for people to be processed in the first place. Prevention is not a cure when you can remove people from the environment altogether and completely negate the risk.
Director of Human Rights Advocacy Ben Pint finishing that report. And in a response to a series of detailed questions on the strategies being used to prevent malaria infection, the Department of Immigration provided only these two sentences in reply. Anti-malarial medications are prescribed to detainees according to their needs and existing conditions. Transferees are provided with comprehensive education about malaria and its prevention. When asked if the asylum seekers were compelled to take drugs or whether they were optional, the spokesperson simply said, "We're not able to give information about that."